Greetings and welcome to the Beacon Broadcast from Beacon Baptist Church on Kirkpatrick Road in Burlington, North Carolina. The Beacon Broadcast is supported in part by the gifts of faithful listeners. If you'd like to correspond with Pastor Barkman and the Beacon Broadcast, or if you wish to support this radio ministry, write to the Beacon Broadcast, Post Office Box 159, Alamance, North Carolina, 27201. The Beacon Broadcast, Post Office Box 159, Alamance, North Carolina, 27201. Now with today's message from God's Word, here is Pastor Greg Barkman.
I'm having a hard time getting that phrase fully from 2 Timothy 4:17. Fully, I guess, is a word, not a phrase, but it's actually found in a phrase, where Paul said, "But the Lord stood with me and strengthened me so that the message might be preached fully through me." So that the message might be preached fully through me. And as I meditate upon that, a number of thoughts tumble into my mind, and I'd like to discuss them with you before we move on to something else. And so please join me on this Wednesday, October 19, and many thanks to those listeners whose financial gifts keep us on the air. Fully, that the message might be preached fully through me. And as I explained in the broadcast yesterday, I think that means that Paul felt like he would be able to preach the gospel until the day he died. And that he was supposed to preach the gospel until the day that he died. And in doing so, the gospel would be preached fully through him because it would be preached to the extent that God had desired him to preach it. When God took Paul out of this life, obviously, his preaching of the gospel was done. And so there wasn't any more. There couldn't be any more. But if he had faithfully proclaimed the gospel right up until the day of his death, then it could be said that the gospel was fully preached because it had been preached to the full extent that Christ had appointed and left him here upon the earth. Now, it seems to me that there's an application here for us. And that is, it's a great comfort, on the one hand, to know that God is not, well, let me back up and put it this way. It's a great comfort to know that I cannot die, I cannot be disabled until God is finished with me. And even the disability part, to be disabled, is actually, as I think I explained in the broadcast yesterday, probably not the right way to look at it, because being disabled simply means that I have to find a different way to serve the Lord. If I'm disabled, in the sense that I cannot walk, cannot use my legs, cannot use my hands, cannot get around, well, that means there are a lot of things that I formerly could do in serving the Lord that I can't do now. I probably can't do door-to-door visitation in that situation. It might be remotely possible for a paraplegic in a wheelchair to do that. It wouldn't be absolutely impossible, but it sure would be difficult. I don't know how much door-to-door canvassing and visitation work you may have done, but I've done a fair amount of that in my earlier years. And just getting to a door, getting up several steps on a porch, even a porch that's not very large, so that you can get to the door and ring the doorbell, would be virtually impossible for a paraplegic in a wheelchair. I just don't see how that could be done. So there are obviously some things that will have to change. And I have known people who made door-to-door visitation virtually their whole life, their whole ministry. I had an older friend, he was older than I, by, I suppose, 20 years or so, who who's now with the Lord, who had a passion for door-to-door visitation. And by the way, I've got someone in our church now who has a similar passion, and I thank God for it. But I remember my friend, who's now with the Lord, and he was pretty badly crippled with arthritis compared to most people. When I say badly crippled, he was able to walk, but he wasn't able to work, at least not to do the kind of work that he had done. So he was actually on disability, but he took that as an opportunity to spend his whole life talking to people about Christ. And he loved to do door-to-door visitation. He would take his literature, and he had his maps, and he had it all worked out, and away he went. And it was his delight to be able to mark streets off the map as he covered them one after another. And I spent many an hour knocking on doors with this dear gentleman and catching something of his passion for the gospel of Jesus Christ. And he had such a humble spirit, such a loving spirit, such a warm manner, that he was almost always well received, though not always. But again, that was not the issue. The question was not, how will I be received? The question was, how can I be used by God? And I will be faithful to him in doing what he has appointed for me to do. And this man felt very strongly that this is what God wanted him to do. So he did it. Even though, if anybody was looking for an excuse not to do it, he had one. He could say, my arthritis just won't let me do it. Old Arthur's acting up today, and I just can't do it. Let somebody who doesn't have this pain do it. I just can't do it. But he wasn't looking for an excuse. He was looking for a way. And he found a way. He had, as I recall, I think 4 knee replacement operations. You say 4? Yeah. He had both of his knees replaced, and then after 15 years or so, he had to have it done again. They wore out. And they wore out because he was very active. He just got out there and kept going and kept going and kept going. Now, that was his passion. And I learned so much from him, and I thank God for him and for the memory of this dear brother in Christ and his faithfulness to the Lord. What an example he was. What a reproach he was to many of God's people. But he did that until he couldn't. And I think he could say, like Paul, so that the message might be preached fully through me. So it's a great comfort to know that I cannot die until my work on earth is done. I cannot die until God is finished with me upon this planet. And when God is finished with me, why would I want to stay? And until God is finished with me, why should I be afraid? The devil can't kill me until God is finished with me. Opponents of the gospel can't stop me until God is finished with me. Nothing can remove me from this world until God is finished with me. And so I want to be fully engaged in what God has for me until God wants to take me out of this world and allow me to serve him in a different sphere in heaven, because even there, of course, his servants will serve him. So I think that's basically what Paul had in mind here. But now here's the problem, or here's the danger. The danger is that we stop short of fully serving God. We can't be stopped short by any force in the universe until God is done with us. I will be here every day that God wants me to be here. I don't know how many more days that will be. I've already personally lived many years beyond what I thought I would. And I don't want to I'll give my personal testimony about that again. I've probably done that on this broadcast in times past. But God has been wonderfully kind to me, and I have already outlived what the doctor predicted for me by a good many years, and I am feeling great. As far as I know, I'm in excellent health, and I do have regular annual checkups, and sometimes more often than annual, but generally annual checkups, and everything keeps checking out well. I'm in good health by the wonderful kindness of God, and I know that every day I live upon the earth is a gift from God, because from a medical standpoint, I should have left earth long time ago. So thank you, Lord. And I know that every day that I live is one more day that God has given me to do his work upon the earth. But here's the danger, and that is that we will stop short before our work is fully done. Satan can't stop us short before our work is fully done. Enemies of God can't stop us short before our work is fully done. No man, no devil, no force on earth can stop us, can remove us from this earth until our work is fully done. God is going to keep us here as long as he wants us here, but the danger is that we will slack off, that we will not be as faithful as we ought to be, utilizing the time that God has so graciously given us to its fullest advantage. That's the danger. The danger is not from the outside, it is from the inside. That's usually the way it is anyway in nearly everything. What is the greatest danger to falling into sinful temptation? Some people say, well, it's the devil, that's the greatest danger. It's the world, that's the greatest danger. They are dangers. But it's my own heart that's the greatest danger. If my heart doesn't respond to the temptation that Satan sets before me, I will not fall into sin. If my heart doesn't respond to the temptation that the world sets before me, I will not fall into sin. But when my heart lusts after whatever it is that is set before me that I know is wrong, and I allow my sinful desires to overcome my knowledge of what is right and wrong and my desire to please the Lord, that's when I fall. That's when I sin. The biggest danger is not on the outside, it's on the inside. The biggest danger to my serving the Lord is not on the outside, what others may do to stop me. The biggest danger is what I may do to slack off. And I pray that I won't do that by God's help and grace. Well, I've already talked about this on previous broadcast. There is no retirement from serving Christ. Retirement from public work is just an opportunity to serve Christ in a more intensified way. It just opens up doors of opportunity that are perhaps greater, at least different, and perhaps even greater than what I had before. Let's view it that way, and let's be able to say with the Apostle Paul that my message might be preached fully through me until the day that God calls me home. May God grant that it shall be so. Until tomorrow, Greg Barkman saying good day. May God give you his eternal peace.